And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. With police out in force, there was no word of additional protest against strict government anti-pandemic measures Tuesday in Beijing as temperatures fell well below freezing. Shanghai and other cities where online calls to gather had been issued were also reportedly quiet. Rallies against China's unusually strict antivirus measures spread to several cities over the weekend, and the biggest show of opposition to the right party in decades. Still, U.S. officials say President Joe Biden and his administration had been closely watching what is happening on the streets of Chinese cities where backlash has erupted against strict COVID-19 lockdowns. VOA's National Security Advisor, Steve Herman.
U.S. officials say President Joe Biden and his administration are closely watching what is happening on the streets of Chinese cities where a backlash has erupted against the country's strict COVID-19 lockdowns. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked whether demonstrations could affect the chain of supplies from Chinese factories to the rest of the world.
We don't see any particular impact right now to the supply chain as a result of these protests.
Senator Ted Cruz calls the Biden administration's response worse than expected. He adds the United States will hold accountable all Communist Party officials responsible for atrocities against protesters. The top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul, says he salutes the bravery of those risking everything to make a stand against the Chinese Communist Party. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Russia held back Monday from launching a new round of strikes that have been expected against power stations and other key infrastructure in Ukraine, as officials warned a lingering energy and water crisis from earlier attacks could prompt more evacuations from the capital. Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova tells us that the power grid is exceptionally unstable, and some residents have had to take some serious risk there.
Just recently, I went to the dentist and electricity went off, and basically I've been provided all the services I needed with using the accumulators, with generator, and with lighting from the phone. And basically, this is how a lot of doctors working today in Ukraine. And in my case, it was not something serious, but for instance, there are stories from Lviv, for example, when surgery was going on and the light was off, and basically nine organs were transplanted with no electricity, with this lighting from the accumulator lamps and all this kind of things.
And that is Flashpoint Ukraine contributor Anna Chernikova. Meanwhile, Ukraine's foreign minister hosting the largest delegation of top foreign officials since Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the Russian invasion of Ukraine over 9 months ago, insists that better air defenses are needed from allies to break the vicious cycle of Russian airstrikes followed by Ukrainian rebuilding and damaged infrastructure. French President Emmanuel Macron will be the guest for the first state visit of U.S. President Joe Biden's presidency. The event this week is a revival of diplomatic pageantry that had been put on hold because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Biden-Macron relationship has turned around from its choppy start. Macron briefly recalled France's ambassador to the United States last year, after the White House announced a deal to sell nuclear submarines to Australia that undermined a contract that France had to sell diesel-powered submarines. Macron has become one of Biden's most forward-facing European allies in the Western response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. More VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.